You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Get ready to learn your lesson.
Started as an accident, then I fell in love with you. And this time, I am going to make it work.
Because school is in session.
Welcome back, dorks, and welcome back, Abbott Elementary staff.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall. And here's what to watch on Wednesday, September 21st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears are no longer fighting a child molestation lawsuit against them, in which a Jane Doe plaintiff accused the two comedians of grooming and molesting two children several years ago. Haddish previously commented that the accusations were tied to a Funny or Die sketch about pedophiles that she now, quote, deeply regrets. The Jane Doe plaintiff was the one who asked that the suit be dropped and has since released a statement that reads, quote, "My family and I have known Tiffany Haddish for many years, and we now know that she would never harm me or my brother or help anyone else do anything that could harm us. We wish Tiffany the best and are glad we can put all this behind us." In lighter news, season 48 of Saturday Night Live is starting off with a bang. The venerable sketch show will return August 1st with Top Gun Maverick star Miles Teller hosting and musical guest Kendrick Lamar. They'll be followed by acclaimed Irish actor Brendan Gleeson on October 8th with musical guest Willow, aka Willow Smith. And on October 15th, powerhouse rapper Megan Thee Stallion will pull double duty as host and musical guest. Several longtime cast members have departed since the season 47 finale, including Pete Davidson, Kate McKinnon, Adi Bryant, and Chris Redd. Stepping into their shoes are new cast members Marcelo Hernandez, Molly Kearney, Michael Longfellow, and Devin Walker. Speaking of sketch comedy shows, Amy Schumer has announced the return of Inside Amy Schumer. 6 years since the season 4 finale on Comedy Central, the actress is bringing her series to Paramount Plus on October 20th. In a social media post announcing the new season, Schumer said, quote, "I wanted to bring back Inside Amy Schumer to burn any remaining bridges. So sit down and open your pants, so you're comfortable, not in a sexual way, because we are not holding anything back. You won't want to miss the show that will finally get me forever canceled." For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Boy meets girl, girl travels back in time, and boy and girl have the same date over and over again. Sound fun? Well, things go awry very quickly in our number three pick, Meet Cute. The new movie from Peacock stars Kaley Cuoco as Sheila and Pete Davidson as Gary, a couple that seemingly meet at a bar and have an oddly large number of things in common. But Sheila reveals to Gary that she's actually traveled back in time to this same night many times to try and make their first date the most perfect date possible. Here's a preview.
Go say hello. Buy him a drink.
Hi, I'm Sheila.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Gary.
Can I get you?
Old fashioned.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
That was kind of weird.
Oh, not really. I have got to come clean with you. I'm from the future.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
So how much do you use the tanning machine?
Oh no, it's not a tan machine, it's a time machine.
Try it, it's fun. I've spent the entire week with you, this night, 7 times in a row.
Wait, what'd you do with the other you from the past?
Do you think I'm crazy?
But it's really cute.
Okay. You ever had a night like this ever in your entire life? I just wanted to change a couple things to make you more perfect. This never happened with old Gary. If
you erase the pain, you erase the person.
What exactly did you change about me?
I have this ability to take your pain away.
It's not yours to take away, Sheila.
It came from a good place, Gary.
Yeah, so did gender reveal parties.
Started as an accident, and I fell in love with you. And this time, I am gonna make it work.
A real Sophie's Choice kind of decision now, isn't it?
I love it when you make that joke.
What?
What?
You didn't want to go somewhere more meaningful, like, I don't know, like to kill Hitler?
Well, I did take out Smithson.
Who?
Exactly.
We'll see how all that plays out in Meet Cute, streaming now on Peacock. It's trivia time. The new season of Abbott Elementary is finally here. We'll get into that in just a minute. But first, three of Abbott Elementary stars, Quinta Brunson, Shirley Ralph, and Tyler James Williams, have all guest starred on the same HBO show. Which is it? Westworld, Barry, or a Black Lady sketch show? Stick around for the answer. Rise of the Resistance takes on a whole new meaning in our next pick, the series premiere of Andor. The latest Disney Plus Star Wars series serves as a prequel to 2016's spin-off film Rogue One. We follow Diego Luna reprising his role as Cassian Andor, who was first a thief and is now a rebel spy. 5 years before the events of Rogue One, a rebel alliance is forming in opposition to the Galactic Empire, and Andor is ready to join the rebellion. Here's a preview.
Steal from the Empire? You just walk in like you belong. They're so proud of themselves. So fat and satisfied. They can't imagine that someone like me would ever get inside their house.
Cassian Andor. The Empire is choking us so slowly. We're starting not to notice. I'm asking is this. Wouldn't you rather give it all to something real? I need all the heroes I can get.
For the greater good.
Call it what you will.
Let's call it war.
It's fermenting out there, son. Fermenting. You're in my net.
Are you a fish? Or are you a thief?
You're slipping.
I'm not slipping. I've just been hiding for too long.
As long as everyone thinks I'm an irritation, there's a good chance they'll miss what I'm really doing.
What are you really doing?
This is what revolution looks like.
I'm tired of losing.
Stellan Skarsgård and Genevieve O'Reilly also star in this action-packed series, which is rated TV-14 for violence and language, so you may want to be cautious if watching with the kiddos. Catch the series premiere of Andor. The first three episodes are streaming now on Disney+. What to Watch is going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with our number one pick and the answer to today's trivia question. Stick around.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Lise Goranson played Becky Connor on Roseanne and now on The Connors. Ahead of The Connors' season premiere tonight at 8 on ABC, we asked the Chicago native, what you watching?
I have been watching The Bear because two of my friends are on it, my friend Eben and my friend Edwin. And they're both amazing actors, and I'm really proud of them. And I'm a Chicagoan, so I love to see the shots of the city and get that hometown flavor. So even though I'm a vegetarian, no Italian beef for me, but I'm loving it.
The Bear is available on FX and streaming now on Hulu. Pack up that lunchbox, shine that apple, and tie those shoes, because it's time to go back to school with Abbott Elementary. Fresh off 3 Emmy wins, the hit ABC comedy is back tonight with loads more shenanigans from the Abbott teachers and their adorable students. EW recently caught up with creator and star Quinta Brunson, as well as the rest of the cast, while drinking 3 rounds at the Player One Arcade Bar in Hollywood. Brunson teased that this season will bring us outside the doors of Abbott and into the teachers' home lives. Take a listen.
More fun was kind of the goal, and just seeing a little bit more of the outside lives of the teachers, getting them out of the school a little bit more. We had them in the school for the most part last season, and I was excited to get them out this season. So, yeah.
Brunson also teased what life will look like for a newly single Janine.
I think single Janine is very new. She already in the relationship was ambitious and optimistic. But now there's a different version of it, of what that looks like. It's both, she had a breakup, so it's like sadness mixed with ambition and optimism. It's a different version of growing up for her. She was in a relationship with somebody for 10 years, pretty much, and now she has to start her life over again. And I think for the rest of the crew, for the rest of these teachers, I'm really excited with how they each support her. But also, and that support is like, grow up, girl. Like, we've grown up a long time ago, and we want you to join us. So I think it's really exciting.
Abbott's return is one of Fall TV's most anticipated. Part of its success has come from teachers seeing their lives represented on screen. Brunson and the cast opened up about the surprising responses they have received from fans.
I mean, I did a convention for teachers, like 5,000 teachers, and they all, like, just a bunch of people screaming at you like you're a rock star or something. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I get really nice DMs and messages, and so that's been lovely as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the most meaningful thing is, like, I've heard so many people say that that's what it's like. Like, people are just like, it's really that bad, or it's really that ridiculous, or it's really that funny. Like, just like, that's
I do exist.
What it's like.
Ava does exist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
my friend went home to Boston. I was telling Quinta, and she was staying with the teacher for a couple of days. She didn't see the show when it came out. She was busy, you know, had a couple kids herself. So they sat down and watched the pilot, and they watched every episode in a row, binged the entire season in one night. And she said on every show she went, that happened. Mm-hmm. That happened to me. We had a snake lost in the school. We used one to get a rat, and then it got lost.
Yep.
And it wound up in my classroom. But every single episode she said, that's happened. That happened. Mm-hmm. So, funny.
We got a message from one of the union presidents talking about how uplifting it was for educators on the whole. Not just teachers, but educators, right down to the janitor, you know, right to the principal, to the upwardly mobile educator. Everybody felt as though they were being seen, and people were understanding their journey. And that was amazing. And then they added, and thank God that you all are actually dressing, with the exception of Ava, like real teachers.
Mm. Ava dresses.
I'm not a teacher. I'm
she,
an administrator.
She dresses. She's an athlete. She dresses. Like, I think for me, the craziest response had been people wanting, saying they wanted to go back to school to be, or they wanted to become teachers now. Yes. That I was not anticipating.
Yeah.
Totally out of left field. And I think with Abbott, like, the goal wasn't in the room. We did not start writing the show going, we want to make teachers feel seen. We know we just had these real stories and they made for humor, to say the least. So the first exciting thing was people being like, whoa, I really feel really, really, really seen in this, especially my mom. I mean, I was kind of shocked. She was very like, holy shit. And then, but the people being like, I think I'm going to become a teacher now. I was like, after watching this, like, I was so confused. But I think that's the beauty of the profession.
For more from the cast of Abbott Elementary, be sure to check out our 3-round story with them on EW.com. And tune into the season 2 premiere on ABC tonight at 9. Don't be tardy. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. 3 stars from Abbott Elementary, Quinta Brunson, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and Tyler James Williams, have all guest starred on the same HBO show. Which show is it? Westworld, Barry, or a Black Lady sketch show? The answer is a Black Lady sketch show. Quinta, Cheryl, and Tyler have all played various characters on the show to hilarious effect. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.